Feather boa time in the old corral. Thank you. Play it dirty, boys. You know, Savannah, I said Savannah, the weather there is nice and warm. The climate's up, the southern breath.
Julie Wilson belts out but pop standards the way Cole Porter and Rodgers and Hart wrote
They've
them.
They've got a gal there, a pretty gal there, who's colder than an Arctic storm. Got a heart just
She's one of the few
like
singers who sings the verse as
Even
well
I
as the chorus.
Leave her alone. They call her a hot-hearted hammer. The vamp is Savannah.
People say, oh, you do it so easily. Now, how do you remember all those words? Well, you just do. It's just, they become a part of you. You have to freshen them up sometimes and relearn them. But basically, they're there. They're deeply embedded in your memory.
Once you said in your funny lingo that I'd be, that I'd play. I'm sorry, again. I confess it.
Julie Wilson quit show business 8 years ago. Now, at 60, she's making a comeback in the vanishing profession of nightclub singing. And she's a hit.
So sweet alone. The man who came to dinner lets me eat alone. You to give you dirty looks. I have words that do not come from children's books.
One reviewer wrote that her performance at the Cafe Carlyle in New York was nothing less than revelatory in unearthing the dramatic essence of songs we think we know better than we really do.
Powerful anesthesia in my fist and the perfect wrist to give your neck a twist.
Like old friendships, the pop standards of Rodgers and Hart, Cole Porter, and Stephen Sondheim have become a part of Julie Wilson, as have the trademarked long clinging gowns, pulled back hair, and gardenia.
Can I wear a gardenia with a tux or with a pantsuit?
You can wear anything you want. You know what I mean? Look at you. You can wear anything you want. I'd wear that orchid.
I think I always love the gardenias because I fell in love with Billie Holiday.
My man don't love me. He treats me oh so mean.
Julie Wilson knew and loved Billie Holiday. She's one of a generation of nightclub performers to be influenced by the late jazz queen. A generation that includes Carmen McRae.
I met Lady when I was about 17 years old. Her presence was awesome. If Billie Holiday had said to me, jump out of the window, everything is cool, I'd have jumped out the window. That's how much I respected her and how much I, adored her.
You know, it's strange how people influence you and stay with you forever. And I think of all the singers, and I've never been one to hawk a singer or to listen or to ape. I never have, but I know that I absorbed a lot of her in my gut.
Before she retired to Omaha, Nebraska 8 years ago, Julie Wilson had been a very successful stage and cabaret performer. Her career had taken her from the chorus lines of the original Latin Quarter and Copacabana in New York to starring roles in such shows as Kiss Me, Kate and South Pacific.
With more theater coming into your life, why did you retire?
I made a promise to my sons. I have two sons. One is 21, called Quinn Holt McElhenney, and his brother, Michael Quinn McElhenney, will be 20 in December. And I had been touring and traveling constantly from the time we moved back to Omaha and bought a little house there about 13, 14 years ago. So I just realized that I could never go back and get that time with them again, ever. You know, you can't go back. So, and my parents were elderly. And I was fortunate enough to have them. a long time. So I just made up my mind that the most important thing, work is wonderful, but it doesn't replace people. That's the ultimate.
I want to get a cake bait. I really do. I'm back on the bean.
It's you know, when you're a mama, it's all a question of when you're needed, you're there.
Yes.
And then when people just leave, and your kids have to branch out and find their own way, as I found mine, as my mother found and dad found theirs, and they find theirs. So then suddenly here you are with a house in Omaha and 5 dogs and a parrot and nobody to take care of it. So what do? The phone rings, they say, do you want a job? And off you go. I came back to New York the 29th of December. And there I was, and it was wonderful. It was just as though I'd never been away. I was so happy to be working again.
The subway charms a soul as balmy breezes blow to and fro.
I expected to be back in Omaha within 3 weeks.
Now, almost a year later, a year filled with bookings and rave reviews, Julie Wilson no longer has any limits on her career.
But unfortunately, life is not just one big happy hit. There's summer stock and winter stock and bus and truck and schlep and schlock. And after all that schlepping, it seemed pretty wonderful to go back to an elegant supper club like the Maisonette Room at the St. Regis Hotel, and to drag out a beaded gown and an old feather boa and sing any damn song you pleased. Feather boa time in the old corral. Thank you.
I pray that my mind will stay agile so that I can remember all these magnificent lyrics of these magnificent composers. That's my prayer, to stay well and to be able to function.
They've got a gal there, a pretty gal there, who's colder than an Arctic storm. Got a heart just like a stone. Even icemen leave her alone. They call her a hot-hearted hammer, the vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. Leather is tough, but Hannah's heart is tougher. She's a gal who loves to see men suffer, to tease them and thrill them, to torture and kill them is her delight, they say. I saw her at the seashore with a great big pan. There was Hannah pouring water on a drowning man. She's hot-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, G.A. Second chorus, you ought to see her. You ought to see her outside. She's just as soft as silk, but socially, she's hard as nails. She's just a gal.